Showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And, I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh, Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Oh boy, a lot going on. Good morning. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. There we go. We got Trevor Valise, close-up shot. T. Valese having his last show at SJ Broadcasting.
And Diane's overdoing it. As per usual.
I thought she was going to be at a golf outing or something.
She was supposed to be somewhere 25 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
as we kick off this just giant two-hour roast where no one cares.
Right.
Diane being 25 minutes late is extremely on brand.
She cannot leave, Trevor. That's what it's like. We don't want to get rid of you. Do you have, Derek Piper, the details of the trade that we made involving Trevor Valise where we have shipped him out of here? Do you have the what do we get back for that?
Well, we got Isaac Ambrose.
Okay.
But in addition to that, I'm not sure.
Not much.
We got to have it announced where he's going.
Yes.
And then further announce what's okay. coming back.
I think we should get at least one interview with a particular guy that I don't care for. I think that would be a perfect reason. All right, Trevor Valise.
We can do this now. I don't care.
Let's yeah, because I in the 5 o'clock hour, I want to
roast me.
Yeah, I do. I want to chat about your time at SJ Broadcasting, when it began, when it, well, we know when it ended. It's ending right now. But where are you going? What is up? I know we haven't told our listeners all week, and you know, your final week here, you decide just take 3 days off and
two.
I'm sorry. I can't be nice.
Don't be skimming on, well, who cares at this point, I guess.
Right.
I was going to say it looks bad on my record, but.
At this point. All
whatever.
Right, so where are you going? What is next for Trevor Valise?
So I was in a Trader Joe's
mm-hmm.
in the suburbs about 2 weeks ago. We were at IKEA
okay.
getting stuff. And someone sent me a tweet from Rob Doster. And he is one of the founders, the co-founder, along with Jeff Goodman.
Yep.
Of Field of 68, which is primarily a college basketball website. They've now expanded to be the Field of 68 Media Network, where they also have the Field of 12, which is college football. Now, don't ask me why it's 12, because right now there's four teams that make the quote-unquote field for the playoffs.
They know it's going to be 12, so they don't want to change the name.
It's a savvy move to get ahead of that.
Correct.
Sort of like when the Big Ten logo changed and there was like that little silhouette of a 16 in the 1G.
It's a good call.
Just for when they eventually become 16 teams in the Big Ten. So someone sent me the tweet from Rob that said they were looking for a full-time producer.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I'm currently a full-time producer. Why not? And I genuinely didn't think anything more of it than why not.
Right.
Which probably sounds bad if you're listening, Rob. Hopefully you're not. I did care. But at first I was just like, you know, whatever. I'll throw my hat in the ring and see what happens. There were, you know, a lot of people replying to the tweet with resume reels or
right.
little stingers of them calling a Syracuse baseball game or something. So when I looked at it, I'm like, look, I'm probably not going to get it. There seems like a lot of people with blue check marks next to their name that are interested in this, and I don't have a blue check mark.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that mattered specifically, but you know what I mean. There was a lot of people applying that seemed like they were highly qualified.
Understood.
I guess. So I just thought, you know, it'd be interesting to see. I've never really interviewed at a place that high profile yet because obviously they have a national footprint.
Absolutely.
We've stamped our foot here.
Yeah.
So no offense to anyone.
No,
I'm just saying
totally
they clearly have a larger reach.
Totally get it.
So I just DM'd Rob back and said, hey, I'd be interested. You know, I graduated from broadcast journalism. I'm a full-time producer right now at an ESPN affiliate. I'd be interested. And he said, shoot me a resume and like a little reel of things that you've done. You guys both made the reel.
Oh, wow.
I'm happy to say.
Okay.
I mean, it was just
honored.
It was a YouTube stream from high above the perch at the old station. just to show what the layout kind of looked like and stuff. But just in case he contacts one of you and says that 2 seconds of Derek breaking down that thing.
That was the key to Trevor getting a job.
Now,
thanks, Derek.
Now we want you, Derek. No.
Yeah, right.
So I just sent him that stuff. Just again, at this point, I was purely in why not. You know, I immediately turned my focus back to whatever we were looking at, IKEA or whatever. I just thought, yeah, you know, sure, what the heck.
Not worth the shot.
And then it was Jeff Goodman who texted me from a random number. I didn't know who it was. It said, hey, this is Jeff Goodman. He's
wow.
the co-founder with Rob.
Okay.
And at that point, he said, could we call you to have an interview? So at that point, I was like, oh, crap. Okay, now I'm like one of probably 12 people or something.
Right.
And now I need to actually start like getting into gear with this instead of just saying, man, what the heck, we'll see what happens. So I was a little bit nervous. Obviously, Jeff Goodman is a big name.
Yes.
I wasn't necessarily scared of him or anything like
right,
that.
Right, right.
I know Lon's not scared of him. He has other thoughts on him.
Right. I won't go on.
I mean, you
Casey's
can.
Casey's listening, you know.
You can. I don't care. He's the one, by the way, Lon wants to get on the show, not to get ahead of ourselves
here. Correct. I want to get the troll on the show. Well, I want to get him on here.
I've got his phone number for sure now.
Okay.
So maybe we can work on that. So he called me, and he was super nice. He was awesome. He was very chill. In fact, he reminded me a lot of Lon.
Wow.
Just in the sense of, you know, he was basically saying work hard, party hard. You know, he's cracking jokes. He's a super cool dude. And we talked for like 45 minutes. He was on his way down to Peach Jam.
Oh, yeah.
When we were talking, he had flown in from France or something. He's all over the place.
Gee,
maybe he saw Jeff in France.
I don't know.
Jeff Alexander. So it was a really good conversation. He ended it with saying, do you think Illinois will be better or worse without Kofi this year? I don't know if that was part of the hiring process.
Oh, what was your answer?
See, I kind of actually wormed my way out of giving an answer.
Oh, you okay.
So I wonder if he'll ask me again, because I more or less said, well, that is sort of the hot button off-season debate topic on our show right now, other than Matthew Meyer's haircut or lack hair or lack thereof. So I didn't really give him a solid answer on that, but
he went political on it.
He liked my answer.
Okay.
In any case, then he said, we'll get back to you in a few days. We're interviewing a bunch more people.
Okay.
So again, I tried to disconnect a little bit because I'm just not one of those people that functions well living and dying with every breath of,
understood,
is Jeff Goodman going to call me back or right, whatever. But at this point, I felt like obviously it was more of a real possibility. And then it was either Jeff or Rob emailed me and said, can we talk again?
Wow.
And I thought, okay, well, probably not going to talk again to tell me I finished third and I stunk.
Yes.
And they said that they would like to offer me the position.
That's incredible.
So they said, I think they interviewed 12 people total.
That's incredible, man. And
so Monday I will be starting as a full-time producer. It'll be remote.
Okay.
I'm not moving to Boston or something, at least not for the moment.
Yeah, you're going to be here.
Yep. So you can still bug me every once in a while. Well, not here.
Not here.
That would be interesting.
And actually part of the reason is you asked them because you had told us originally, all right, if I get this job, it's more of an evening kind of gig, right? Like you'll do some stuff in the evening. Or you thought, at least at the time.
I figured since it's college hoops heavy and it's every night and the hoops games start at 6 o'clock.
So we had talked about, well, maybe, you know, you obviously wouldn't be able to do your full time what you've done here for the past 6 years. But we talked about how, well, maybe you'll be able to still hang out and come replace, you know, me one day or Derek one day if we're gone. Or fill in, I guess, would be more of the word. I guess you could replace me one day. I don't care. So we talked about that, but then they wanted exclusive.
They made me
exclusivity. Exclusivity. That's it.
They made me a nice offer.
Okay. And knowing the rift between you and him,
yes,
he said it's got to be me or Lon.
Right.
You got to pick now.
You see what Trevor did.
And to be clear, that was There was no contentious nature to that.
I've known Goodman for 2 days. I've known Lon for 6 years.
There was nothing weird about you have to be exclusive.
Right.
It wasn't anything like they felt like we were competition or whatever. Like there wasn't anything weird behind that. It's just
I totally
they
get
wanted
it.
My full focus on that.
Absolutely.
And you know, I've talked to him a few times since, and I'm excited because I think I'm going to be very involved. Which
that's awesome.
Which excites me. This isn't something where, you know, maybe you're learning for 6 months and I'm just uploading a podcast every day or something.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, they're talking about, as we get ready for college hoop season, you know, come up with questions for every school's podcast, you know.
Wow.
Do research on that type of stuff. If you want to host the Illinois one, you could, you know, that kind of stuff.
That's cool.
So I'm very excited to be involved in that. Obviously, I love college basketball more than anything, probably. And Cubs baseball was second, but we'll get back to that maybe in 2026 or something. So I'm very excited to do that. Full time from home for the moment is also
that's awesome.
Somewhat advantageous in the sense that you can roll out of bed and be at work.
Heck yes.
I'm gonna need to get into the routine of, you know, forcing myself to shower and dress every morning.
Correct.
Before I just set the alarm for like 8:59 and then roll over at 9. But I'm very excited for it. It sucks that I have to leave, obviously.
It does.
I hate leaving you guys, but at the same time, I'm very excited for that.
So. Well, I'm excited for you. And when you had mentioned about this job, number one, was immediately thinking you'd be perfect for that. I mean, you would be absolutely perfect for that. But like you said, with kind of a national footprint, I wasn't sure how sexy, is that the right word, you would become to them. Like you said, you got all these blue check mark guys that are, and gals.
You don't think
that are
Trevor's sexy?
Obviously.
Just take one look at me on the YouTube stream and speaks for itself.
It's on right now, man. Just right on him. So then when you called or when you texted and said, hey, they're calling me, I have a call with them, that's when I thought, you know what? He's going to get this job. He's going to get this job because he's going to impress them with what he does. And I know part of it was they basically said, don't expect to be on the air a lot.
Yeah.
So in other words, it's not one of those. And you know what? That probably helped you in the sense that probably a lot of those other people that were sending reels of themselves, they are probably wanting to be on the air. And Jeff Goodman guys are and Rob are probably like, look, Trevor, I don't think is a guy that necessarily cares. If we need to get him on the air, he'd be really good, but he doesn't care. So I think he'd be the perfect fit. I think I'm excited for you, Trevor. I think this is it's so funny how different the business is now as opposed to when I got out of college and it was just cut and dry, right? You either worked for a radio station, you worked for a TV station, the internet wasn't around, podcasting wasn't around.
You didn't even know what a URL was.
I still don't know what that is. So it's one of those where now when you think about it, it has opened up so many doors. The podcasts especially have opened up so many doors to even where I didn't understand it, and now I'm losing a good friend and great
COVID
coworker,
too, I will say, in the terms of the full remote. I mean, I'm sure it might still have played out that way.
Yeah.
But so many more jobs are either hybrid or from home now, too.
Wow.
It makes some, like, I wouldn't even, obviously, if this had been 5 years ago and Rob had said you need to be in Connecticut or Boston, that's not even really on my radar.
Right.
Now, if it's something you really, really want, maybe you think about relocating, but it's interesting and cool, I guess, how easy it is to say, well, my dream job is in, I don't know, San Francisco, but you know what? Maybe they'd let me be remote and I could swing it.
Well, why couldn't you? Is that basically you will be able to work from wherever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you couldn't.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
A lot of it is, you know, and frankly, a lot of it is the kind of stuff that I learned or did here first, mm-hmm. which is, of course, another reason why I'm so appreciative of this job.
Absolutely.
Is that I think part of the, you know, they reference utility guy, glue guy, you know, all those types of things. The Paul Mulcahy, if you will.
Ooh.
Until he started scoring. Although that's not quite the attitude I want to go in with.
Until he started scoring.
You know, I don't want to be known as that guy. I'm just saying.
Are you going to put a headband on every day?
No.
Okay.
No.
That would be
Trevor
fun.
Trevor can score. When Lon wasn't showing up and it was just me and him on the show, he got buckets. We
absolutely
got buckets together. We put up good numbers.
Okay, all right.
He put a lot of those on the board.
Now, this is an awesome fit for Trevor and someone that's in the college basketball media space, have a lot of respect for Field of 68. They're still relatively new but have grown a lot. Obviously, a lot of people know Jeff Goodman, who was at ESPN for a long time, Rob Doster at NBC.
He's been on our show.
Has he?
I thought Rob had been.
I
don't know if it was Rob.
We had Jim Root on.
Oh, my fault.
Part of the three-man
weave.
They picked them up. So they've got different
branches
of that organization, and it's becoming very popular. I loved watching their stuff last year. They have the Field of 68 After Dark that's on Twitter, and they had Sean Miller and Archie Miller and just analyzing immediately after the fact. And to your point about being different in the way we consume media, it's right after the games are over, these guys are on Twitter on these streaming shows breaking it all down, what they saw, and bringing in guests. I know that Trent Frazier, I think after they beat Wisconsin or they had a big win at home, they brought him in on that. So
awesome.
We've seen the work that Trevor's done here.
Yes.
And then also, I mean, in his brief time in Atlanta Enquirer, he's not to use all my nice words about Trevor in the first hour.
Go ahead.
He is really, really talented with production, with video, with creative side in terms of like putting things into that you wouldn't even think about. So no. I think this is an awesome opportunity. I'm excited to watch the product they're going to put out there with Trevor behind the scenes.
Is there something
like... Bless you, Lon, by the way.
Yeah, I had to sneeze twice.
I don't think I've ever heard Lon sneeze on the air in 6 years.
Yeah, that, right. That was my going away gift. I said to myself, I'm going to sneeze for Trevor just so I can give him a going away gift. Is there part of this where they're going to allow you to kind of... I mean, will you bring things to the table? Yes. Are they expecting you to kind of bring things to the table, new ideas, new segments... I know that's something with Inquirer. I think you started doing what they do, a daily dish, right? Where you were firing questions essentially at either Jeremy and Piper.
Well, that was the Rapid Fire Friday.
Oh, that was it.
A sub-series of the Daily Dish.
Yeah.
Get it right, Lon.
I'm sorry. I watch it. I just don't know the exact name of it. Always. So they'll ask you, obviously, to do different things. You'll come up with certain ideas. I think that's awesome. Are you going to do a Trev's Ticket?
I don't know about that. They have a betting show set up, so I don't really want to trounce in there and say it's going to be called Trev's Ticket before even giving out one pick. Maybe if I can rattle off a really strong college football season record-wise.
What if they make you show your FanDuel account history?
Well.
Lon, every season is a new season. It's a blank slate. Anybody can get hot.
Anybody
can make a name for themselves. We are all on even footing starting here at the end of the month.
You'll hear me back here in a month if I have to show the
the
FanDuel Excel spreadsheet to get the job.
Good news. We now have Isaac Ambrose and Trevor Valise back because his betting has gotten him in trouble. Well, listen, we're going to continue to talk more about this and very excited for you. I'm excited that you're going to stay in the area. So it's not like you're going far.
Yeah.
So we can still hook up for some margaritas. I'll drink a beer,
for sure.
But we are doing that tonight. So if anybody wants to come say goodbye to...
we're broadcasting that to the world.
Oh, anybody?
Yeah, anybody. But I just won't disclose the location.
Okay, fair.
Of where we're going.
I mean, the marg thing does narrow it down quite a bit from just drinks. But...
And they have Bud Light.
Okay.
Yes. So, no, but that's... Seriously, I mean, we can... Piper and I could still run into you and see you, so it'll be great. Hopefully you'll every once in a while pop into the Philo station and say hi.
Sure.
I don't know that you will, but it'd be great if you came down.
Well, I'll call if nothing else.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
And you won't even hear an echo because I'll be on the phone.
Echo. Well, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I know that's something that this is obviously – okay, I know I wanted to ask you this question. When you went to college, did you go to college to have an on-air job? Was that your ultimate dream, or was it more of what you're going to be doing?
More of what I'm going to be doing.
Interesting.
I mean, they asked, they said, what would your dream job be? Which I thought, that's a good question. I don't know
it
that
is.
I've actually ever given it that much specific thought, but I feel like I would love to be, like when they cut to the shots.
Boiler up.
Of the production trucks on like an NFL Sunday or something.
Yes.
I would love to be one of the dudes in there. I know it gets hectic as all get out in there, and there's the ready one, take one, ready two, take two, that whole thing. But I would love to be in charge of something like that.
It'd be cool.
Graphics, packages, music, all that stuff. That's where I feel like I let my creativity shine, I guess.
Amen.
With the intros and stuff like that, as we've heard on here. By the way, I'm making a new intro for
that's
you guys starting football season.
Okay.
So at least you won't be totally deprived of me on a
daily
basis.
Be a little bit of Trevor during football season.
We'll need it.
Yeah,
and
we will
because
need
it comes to basketball season. Somehow, Lon and I are going to have to make an intro.
I mean, right. I don't know how Isaac.
That's true.
We'll be making.
Yeah, we'll pass that on to Isaac.
We'll be making the intro.
Just immediately skirting that duty on.
I have learned a couple of things in the last week. So you've taught
you
us.
You really
some stuff.
Have. I'll be honest. I've been very impressed with Lon's ability to cue up some audio. Because. Just to pull back the curtain, the tutorial started with, you need to copy and paste the URL, to which Lon responded, what is a URL?
What is a URL? And then I'm like, oh.
And at that moment, I was very concerned about our weekly tutorials. But
we should have started this a year ago, is
right,
what you were thinking.
Right.
But once you explained to me what it was, I'm like, oh, okay,
yeah,
I got
you
that.
Knew what it was. You just didn't know it by label.
Right, exactly.
Scott says, remember when Trevor brought COVID to the Midwest?
Oh, good call.
The old Red Box Bowl.
Good call. You want to go into that a little bit?
Which?
You were literally the first person I know to have COVID.
Please don't say that.
I think you were.
Well, for you, sure. I thought you were going to say I was literally the person that brought COVID.
Oh, no, no. Well,
because a lot of people went out for that game and came back.
Technically, when you got back here, though, it started to explode.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it did. We were out there for the Red Box Bowl because
yes.
My aunt and uncle live in San Francisco. And so if it was one of those things where I think if I'm remembering correctly, it was either going to be the Pinstripe Bowl.
That's right.
Which was Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
Or Red Box Bowl, which was basically in their backyard. So I was obviously hoping that it would be Red Box so we could go out there. We'd see them. It was on, I think, like New Year's Eve or something. Or maybe 2 days before New Year's.
Seemingly.
Something like that. It definitely wasn't a New Year's Six Bowl, that's for sure. But so when they announced that it was that, I'm like, okay, great, because we can stay with them. You know, they're big sports fans. They were from here, alumni of the U of I, so they wanted to do the whole thing. And yeah, when I got back, I was just like deathly ill.
You were so sick.
For like a week, and it was just the coughing, the shortness of breath. And, you know, I thought I had, I don't know, the flu.
Right.
Or something. And I went in, and they said, you don't have the flu.
That's so crazy.
And they basically shrugged at me like, I don't know what this is. Here, take all these drugs, basically.
Wow.
And, you know, I eventually felt better after 2 weeks.
Right.
But, you know, when I came back, I literally couldn't come into work for a week. And I'm typically not the person that's completely knocked on their butt
for
a week.
No, absolutely.
And I just, I couldn't figure out what it was.
I actually worried because I was like, nobody his age should be this sick that you're missing work for a week.
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, what is up? Like, something is wrong.
I didn't know what was wrong.
Wow.
It felt like I had like an alien in my stomach and it was going to burst out or something. Anyways, that was weird.
That was weird.
And obviously, looking back on it, there's probably, I mean, I never got the, whatever they called it, like the blood test to see if you had.
Exactly.
It was 99% chance it was COVID. And we were taking the, we took the public Metra train there, which is called BART. So now I'm just picturing being on the, you know, BART, literally face to face with all these people crammed in there, both Illinois and Cal fans. And
yep.
It's probably not hard to imagine.
That's incredible.
And then, you know, months later, you're reading about how COVID first hit the U.S. from basically overseas into the San Francisco Bay port area.
Yep.
And it was at like the markets there and all this stuff.
Which
and
is
I'm like,
where you
that
were.
That is literally exactly where I was that exact
That's
week.
Crazy.
So, yeah, that was weird.
That is crazy. All right, so we're going to continue to honor Trevor today. Obviously, a lot of people texting in right now, and we appreciate all of them. I'm not going to read all of them, but I know we're all reading them. So if you send in a text to say congrats to Trevor or maybe, sweet, I'm glad he's gone, one of those. Now, if you would do that,
actually like that more.
That would truly be up my alley. Yeah, I mean, certainly I would get a kick out of that more than anything. 217-359 2255 is the U of I Atlanta Link text line. You can also call on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. Probably won't be taking a lot of those, but certainly the text line would be the perfect way to do it today. All right, Trevor Valise, Derek Piper, myself, we need to talk a little Cardinals baseball. Don't we?
On Trevor's last day?
I mean,
you could talk.
Yeah, you know what?
You can talk a little.
I'm really torn by this. Like, you've got the Cardinals playing the Yankees tonight, and you're coming off a sweep of the Cubs. And I'm like, do we just rub it in to Trevor on his last day about the Cubs, or do we just let it go? It's up to you, Pipes.
It's up to him.
I mean,
Trevor,
if it matters at all, I truly do not
don't
give
care.
One flying you-know-what about the Cubs getting swept. So if that means you want to do it more or want to do it less, whatever. But
Quintana throwing one-hit ball.
Fine.
Yeah, it's like, oh, of course.
Let's see how long that lasts.
That's
was
so
my
funny.
Response to that. But
I know what we do have. Brad Underwood. Yesterday, we played some Brad Underwood. We've got about 10 minutes of Brad Underwood today, and there's some really good stuff that he continued to. We kind of ran out of time yesterday, but
I'm shocked.
I know. So we're gonna run a little bit of that when we return and get you ready for that. And then the 5 o'clock hour, got plenty to do as we send off Trevor Valise. 6 years. Is it, if you had to give it a specific time, is it six plus or is it almost
pretty much
six?
Six on the head.
That's amazing.
Because I started interning for TANJ in the late summer of 2016.
Wow.
Now, I've been full-time here for a little less than 3 years.
So you have the uniqueness to say, and I think you're the only one, that you were part of all three shows. Or was Hans D part of all three?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Hans may have entered with Tay and Karp.
I think
the following
you're right.
Summer.
I think you're right. So you have literally been a part of every show on SJ Broadcasting sports-wise in the afternoon.
I guess so.
I didn't realize that.
Well, I wasn't on the Jeremy Werner show.
Well, right.
But
that didn't even count.
Ran.
That show didn't even count.
We ran concurrently to them. So
I'm kidding, Jeremy. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you couldn't be because you were Austin was doing that.
Remember when we tried to start a fight with them and it just didn't work?
Yeah, it didn't really. Yeah.
Just didn't really.
There's not much about me that screams fight.
No.
So I think I was probably the issue to that. All right, 359-2255 if you want to weigh in. Again, 217-359-2255. If there's a topic Trevor wants to hit in the 5 hour, we got to hit it. I don't care what it is. Are we doing a little Trev's Tickets to look
we
at
can.
Trev's Ticket to look at some college football kind of over under wins? I think that'd be cool. Weigh in again. And what else am I out here? We got Bruce Weber coming. Bruce Weber. Oh my Lord. Bruce Weber.
You booked Bruce Weber?
I've got him coming up.
Talking
just to
about
say goodbye to Trevor.
Planting trees and
I've got John Gross, Mike Thomas.
Oh Jesus.
Who else? Tim Beckman is coming on. All these people, Bruce Weber, they're coming on to say goodbye to Trevor Valise.
I just want you guys to know that I've emailed like 6 times about Fred Hoiberg and it just never went anywhere.
Who were the coaches when you first started for Tay and Jay? Would it have been Beckman and Gross?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
I should have worked on those.
I remember creating an intro around the Illinois basketball is in a great place. Not a good place, a great place. When Gross was basically staring down. Was it Steve Greenberg? I forget who wrote.
I think you're right.
They took a blowout loss.
I think you're right.
And you know, somebody, maybe it was Greenberg, wrote like, you know, Maryland put Illinois back in its place or something. And Boyd, it was John.
Oh, boy.
A little miffed at that comment.
Well, see, the putting him in your place was when Cliff Alexander hat-faked
him.
Oh, that's right. When we had.
Now, see, I wasn't around for Cliffmas. So that must have been I was making that intro for something else,
okay.
But it included that audio.
Mike Carpenter had gone out and purchased, like, literally 100 Clark bars, or
Cliff bars.
Cliff bars. I didn't even know what they were. Maybe not 100. He had, like, 50. And we had him on Green Street. We were doing our show on Green Street that day.
Beckman showed up.
It was right before a football game. We were fired up. And then Cliff picks up the Illinois hat, sets it back down, and then picks up the Kansas hat. And we were all like, what just happened? Like, we had thought from good sources that he was coming to Illinois. We have
a lot of people.
Really good sources to that. And then all of a sudden he does that. And it's like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right, let's take a break. We'll hear from Brad Underwood, a little bit of him. Got plenty to do in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Again, if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. It is the drug.
If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up. For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. You can trust the dedicated, family-owned team of professionals at Beaumont Alignment Plus. Online at BeaumontAlignment.com.
If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen to this. Gail Frerichs Trucking is looking for regional drivers who can also help with the harvest. Help with the harvest, drive in the Midwest, and always be home on weekends. Gail Frerichs Trucking is hiring a regional driver who can help with the harvest and offers great pay and great benefits. Work for a local company who values your time and your family. Gail Frerichs Trucking wants to talk to you. Just email Dixie at gftlog.com. That's Dixie at gftlog.com.
The Habitat Restore is moving to a new home this fall, so they're holding the ultimate moving sale. We're all looking for ways to save money right now. Habitat Restore is the place to shop for great deals on gently used and new furniture, home decor, appliances, building supplies, and more. Best of all, every item purchased from the Restore helps Habitat for Humanity build affordable housing here in our community. Visit the Habitat Restore at 119 East University Avenue in Champaign and save big. For details, visit cuhabitat.org.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at pdrauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Clay Dooley Tire and Auto Service can get you in and out so your vehicle's trip ready. Get a tune-up, oil change, wheel alignment, brakes, and especially tires taken care of at an affordable price.
I got a quote from the dealership, but Clay Dooley was a lot more affordable.
Gas mileage improves when your car runs well.
Highly qualified mechanics in the Clay Dooley shop can get your vehicle performing at its best. For routine maintenance or necessary auto repairs, thank Clay Dooley.
New name, same great service. Clay Dooley, 311 South Neal in Champaign.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Introducing Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant located at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. What happens when your foundation is local, farm-to-table? It's like eating out of your own garden. Local food is fresher and tastes better, healthier. It creates community and better community health. And Homegrown has Chef Ryan Rogers, who worked at Alinea, one of the finest restaurants in America. Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant, brand new at the Atkins Golf Club. Just visit eatathomegrown.com.
This is Jay from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Stevie J Broadcasting's Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by Crossroads Contractor Supply.
Well, every month we celebrate law enforcement. And today from Champaign County Sheriff's Office, it is our good friend Sergeant Jeff Verkler. I've been doing this 26 years. He is the sergeant, now working days after 16 years at night. So why did you get in this field of work?
I luckily had the ability, physically, emotionally, to get hired for this job, and for that long a period of time, a quarter century, I still love what I do.
And why do you love what you do when you have so many things going on that would say the police are bad?
No, I understand. You have to have a thick skin about stuff like that. I still enjoy it. It is different every day. That's important work. It's exciting, the adrenaline rush at times to go to important calls. The biggest reward is when you can help somebody who cannot help themselves.
Specializing in tools and equipment delivered within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
It's a stress-free summer at Merle Norman Cosmetics. Looks are effortless with the 2022 Explore Color Collection. Ask about the limited edition 12-shade Exploration Eye Palette with guided labels for precise application. Next, swirl on Neutral or Berry Cheek Trio Blush and finish with one of the new plant-powered tinted lip balm colors for shiny, nourished lips. Shop the Explore Color Collection while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign, over by Subway.
Hey Illini fans, it's your girl Chinee Ogumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lance, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. It'll be the last time I say that. That sucks. Trevor's to my right, if you're keeping score at home. Derek is to my left. Isaac Ambrose is being really creepy. He's right behind me.
Someone had to say it.
No, Isaac is actually watching me run the board, because that will be something that he learns as we go along here, and something that he's fairly familiar with, but certainly until you do it, it is kind of, I know Derek can speak to that, because Pipes, now we need to have you doing it more, so it's like riding a bike, right? You just don't ever forget.
I can ride the bike.
He can ride the bike. All right, Trevor, before we get out of here, we got an hour and 20 minutes. There are certain topics I want to throw at you before you get out of here, and one of them is Illinois basketball, of course, And I wanted to play a quick bite from Brad Underwood and then have us comment on that. And I want your thoughts on this year's team. I know we're a long way away from Illinois basketball and college basketball in general, but certainly you may be doing a podcast leading the Illinois podcast. So I just want to get your general thoughts on what will be a completely different team than what we've seen the last two or three years. So here's Brad Underwood talking about his team and a little bit of the schedule.
You know, last year at this time, I mean, we didn't know what was going to happen. And obviously, you know, you missed 68 games or whatever it was with all the distractions. You don't foresee any of those. But, you know, I think just that's why we're challenging ourselves with the schedule we are. I think we're talented. I think we're really good. I think that, yes, chemistry takes a minute. And will it be perfect? It's absolutely not going to be perfect. But yeah, you've got to find out who you are. You've got to find your warts, so to speak, before you get into the bread and butter of league play. And we're going to do that with this schedule. So I'm excited. This is a great schedule and great teams. I think to get where we want to get, which is a national championship, you know, speed bump along the way is not the worst thing in the world.
All right, Brad Underwood talking about the schedule next year and obviously a new team in terms of a lot of new faces with both transferring in with Meyer and Shannon and also coming in as freshmen. So it will be a new team. And, you know, before I get to Trevor, Derek, I love hearing Coach Underwood use that term national championship. Has he ever used that before? Maybe I'm getting a little out of hand. I almost feel as though he's gotten this program to the point now where he can use that term.
He can use it when you've been nationally relevant the last couple of years and expected to be this upcoming season as well. Of course, you got to get beyond the first weekend of the NCAA tournament to be able to be in contention for that national title, Final Four. That's not to say that this team isn't capable of that or that what they're building towards, just big picture-wise, to have that in the mix. Yeah, that should be an ultimate goal for them, and not to be shy about it. I think it's great. I think that Brad's never shied away from saying what's on his mind and to have big and bold expectations, and where he's taken this program from where he started is a huge movement, and we'll see if we can take those next steps to really, you know, get to a Final Four and have that on the table, which would be obviously super exciting. And the way they're recruiting, how they've impacted the program through the transfer portal, you put yourself in position to have a chance for that. Of course, like I said, more steps to take to really achieve that, though.
They feel as though, correct me if I'm wrong, Derek, they feel as though that they have assembled a team that can play better in March.
Yes.
Is that strictly just Kofi's not there?
No.
That's not fair.
It's not, and I think that, I know you're not saying that, and I think that some people do simplify it to just Kofi. When, in structuring, to your original point, in structuring this year's team and recruiting this past recruiting cycle, now obviously you just want to get high-level talent, and when you have that, then you put yourself in a position to go far. But in talking to those around the program, it's almost like we're purposely trying to structure this team to be best suited in March versus saying what's going to be the team that wins the Big Ten. Because and those could be two different things.
Right.
And they're
no doubt.
They're two different styles of play a lot of times in terms of what it takes, boiler up, in the Big Ten when you're facing Zach Edey, when you're facing Hunter Dickinson and guys with those traditional five men. And if you're going to have someone like Kofi Coburn, look, when someone of that caliber wants to come to Illinois, you take that guy.
Yes,
and they
do.
Did. And he did fantastic things. And Illinois, that last year they were limited and a little bit banged up, and you could see the writing on the wall going into the tournament. They weren't going to go
right
to the Final Four. The year before that, they should have made it.
That was the
at
team.
Least to the Elite Eight,
yep,
to face Houston. What would have been the second time this past year, should not have had no business losing to Loyola, regardless of stylistically. But
fair
to have more athleticism, to be more versatile, more guys than just your point guard to make a play off the dribble. I think that's a big part of it. And then, yeah, defensively, where you're able to switch, you're able to have a five-man that's able to go out and guard people on the perimeter and recover. And I think people do just simplify that to Kofi, but also look at the guards that Houston had compared to Illinois.
Oh.
They had more size. They had more athleticism. Illinois here recently has had smaller guards that are fairly one-dimensional offensively.
Good call.
And then defensively just don't have the same kind of athleticism and size of a Malachi Branham, a Jaden Ivey. Like, those were just massive problems for Illinois.
Great point. All right, so both of you, I saw the recent ESPN rankings, and they're even ESPN admits the all too early rankings, but they had Illinois at number 25. So I'll start with you, Trevor, for Illinois football chatter or basketball chatter. 25 in your mind, too high, too low, just right?
I think before they added Meyer, and I'll throw Perrine in there, but I'm not saying that he made it.
His team lost, by the way, I think. France lost. Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, lost anyways, in the quarters.
Quarters.
Before that, I think I would have understood the – because, like, we talked about this probably, a week before Meyer committed, which was a fun moment, by the way, out of nowhere.
That was.
Derek said that. Not to ruin Hans's last show, but
– right. Yeah, what's going to happen today?
I don't know.
I forgot about that.
Trade deadline's over.
That was Hans' final show, and all of a sudden, Piper, with like 10 minutes left in the show, comes out with a Matthew Meyer has decided to come to Illinois. We're all like, what? We lost our minds.
Let's see.
I'm excited for what's going to happen in the 5 o'clock hour.
I'm going to have to take my phone off of silent because that right. really hurt us in terms of breaking some news.
We're all going to listen for the ding. We're like, oh, here it comes. All right, back to you, Trevor.
Before that, I think I was expecting to see in one of those magazines, you know, like
yes.
the Lindy's or the Athlon yep. or whatever it is, Illinois to be like ninth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, locally, we probably would have felt that that was disrespectful or whatever. But I think just given what you lost and the lack of cohesion of what you brought in, that made some sense, or I at least understood where someone who doesn't pay that much attention would be coming from when saying that. You add Meyer, though, and to me, that feels like your floor, especially in a weaker Big Ten, right, has been cemented to be, I don't want to say anything too drastic, but top five.
Yes.
Right? And so you play that out, a weaker Big Ten, top five for sure, let's say. 25 is fine. I think they'll ultimately finish higher than that, but I can understand why someone like Borzello, who's just doing his team sheets or whatever months ahead of time would put them at 25.
So that, you were thinking 9 in the Big Ten?
No. I wasn't
nine in
that
the country.
Personally. No, I was thinking 9 in the Big Ten. I was just saying that I was anticipating / dreading some national people.
Got it.
Saying that with the loss of Kofi, this, that, and the other thing, that would be where they see Illinois falling because of what they've lost.
That's fair.
Even though I did not personally agree with that. Now I'm just saying with the rest of the offseason additions, I don't think even if you are a more unplugged national guy who's not really paying much attention, you can rank them lower than 25 through 30.
Okay.
Is my point.
That's fair. I think that's fair. Pipes, what about you? Obviously a team that's bringing in four freshmen, and let's be honest, those four freshmen, of those four, three probably will see significant minutes. And you also obviously have two transfers coming in that will see huge minutes in Meyer and Shannon. You have a couple of very talented sophomores to be in Melendez and Goody, and it sounds like they are both, bulking up and just taking the next step. Dane Danger is an unknown to a lot of us. So without me throwing out the entire roster, which I just did, what do you think? Is number 25 in the country starting the season, is that about right, too low or too high in your mind?
I think it's fine. Personally, for me, it's a little too low. In my opinion, I think they're a top 15 or top 20 team. Now, people have said this to me, and I fully agree with it. They're the mystery team of the Big Ten. And
I agree.
Maybe one of the mystery teams in college basketball, at least in terms of a national sense, because mm-hmm. you're relying on freshmen at point guard, which normally that is one of those good luck with that.
Yeah.
Type of things.
Right.
Now, get it. They're really talented. Both Sky Clark and Jaden Epps, talented guys. You lost Kofi, and you're going to play Dane and Coleman Hawkins at the five. You lost your entire backcourt, and there's just so many different moving pieces, and you got to be able to have a team that has not played together very much as a whole come in, and we can talk about the expectation of Melendez and what he can be taking a step forward. Same with Hawkins. Terrence Shannon and Matthew Meyer are two very talented pieces, but neither one has necessarily been the guy mm-hmm. at their previous stops, but now they got to be that here at Illinois. So there are so many different things to pinpoint of unprovenness with Illinois, but
Fair
at
enough.
The same time, I think they're They're really talented, and I think in the context versus when I line it up with other teams that are ranked higher than them, one being Michigan State, which I just don't understand. I don't agree with it. I think that they are in the same realm as Indiana, and Indiana's being profiled as the top 15, some have them top 10, but really nationally the Big Ten is expected to be down as far as national contenders, and I do, based on paper right now, I do agree with that.
Say what you're going to say because I'm just going to take it in a different direction.
So Illinois had the year where they lost all those games, right? And then the next year, when Iowa was a sophomore, Kofi a freshman, they kind of made that leap, right? I mean, they were going to be – that was COVID year.
Yes.
They were going to be in the NCAA tournament. I know Indiana made the tournament last year. They squeaked in. But is that kind of a similar thing? Like, for instance, when we talk about – and I get it. I do get it. We talk about Indiana winning the Big Ten and being a top 15, top 10 team in the country. I sit there and think, man, that's a pretty big jump from what they've been the last 2 years. But I'm thinking back to Illinois when that team lost a record number of games, and the next season they were going to, you know, a solid, what, six seed?
They were 21-10, 13-7 in the Big Ten. They just sewed up the top four seed against Iowa when Kofi blocked Garza for the Big Ten tournament.
Oh, good call. And the year before had lost how many games? 21.
Yep.
Is that kind of what you're expecting out of Indiana?
I think it makes sense. And then you look at the context of the Big Ten, when you look at first team, second team, third team, all Big Ten guys from last year, the only ones back, and you might even be able to throw an honorable mention, Trace, Hunter Dickinson, Zach Edey.
That's
crazy. I think those are like the only three of the all Big Ten team that's back. So a lot of turnover, and then Indiana gets to sit there and bring back TJD, bring back Race Thompson. Xavier Johnson really turned it on down the stretch as a guy that's going to put up a high assist total and also be able to score some. And then they have talented freshmen coming in. They got two top 50 guys. Jalen Hood Schifino is a top 30 guard, that, and they really need guard help. That's really been the difference for Indiana and not being able to achieve what they want to achieve is guard play and three-point shooting. Now, do they have enough three-point shooting? That's still a question for this team. But, yeah, I think that being able to have that group that's played together, they're a very good defensive team, they'll be able to have that. That makes you more consistent. When you have guys that have played together and you're a good defensive team, that allows them to be a more consistent night in and night out in the Big Ten versus other teams that are going to have newcomers, guys stepping into new roles, that type of thing. That's how I kind of see them. And I know that people push back on Indiana because they have some flaws. I just have a hard time not seeing them as the top dog going into the season, at least.
Fair enough.
I think that's a good comp. I would probably say that Illinois team in 2019-20 was more consistently impressive than Indiana was last year. Indiana last year definitely felt like a situation where they, I don't want to say backed their way in, but, I mean, again, we like to joke that half their team was suspended and they were under 500 in the Big Ten with, like, six games to go. And you know, they had a good run in Indy with the home crowd there to get them in the tournament, and then they immediately got blasted by St. Mary's in that technically first-round game, because they were in the first four out,
right,
first four in, or whatever it's called. So I would say that Illinois' resume on the whole of that 2019-20 season was probably more impressive than Indiana's last year to take that leap, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I could see that as well. All right.
Can I throw out a generic PSA for this year?
Boom.
I'll throw out several PSAs as we go.
Okay.
Here. This one's for Illinois basketball. Please, for the love of God, do not panic when they're like 4-4. Every single year under Underwood, they have had one or two non-con hiccups.
Yes.
That seemed extremely distressing at the time. And then pretty much every year, except for obviously at the start when he was, you know, not dealing with much.
Right.
They turned it around.
So am I going to be at the station going,
we suck?
And you're going to be like, Lon, calm down.
They're going to lose to UCLA, and then they'll play Virginia and lose 42-40. And they'll go 0-2 in Vegas.
What the hell?
And someone's going to be saying, that's it. This
we'll
is over.
We're going to party, though.
Yes!
This is over.
Yes!
Before it started. Forget it.
That's
this
funny.
Team's going nowhere fast. I mean, every year you had the first year where you lost to Wake Forest. Then Northwestern didn't score for 4.5 minutes
right.
of the 5 minutes of overtime, and you lost that game. Then you came home, and DeMonte threw the pass out of bounds against Maryland that would have sealed that game. You went 0-3 that week. The following year, you can't even note one stupid early game because the whole year was stupid.
Right,
but
right,
you did
right,
have
right.
Georgetown on the ropes, and they ended up winning by 8 because Mac McClung was dunking all over.
Oh, my goodness.
Kipper lost the ball. I hate Kipper. I'm just going to say that.
Oh,
now.
What the hell?
Wow.
Sorry. The following year, you lost to Miami 81-79, where you called all your timeouts.
Oh, you're about to go blasphemous. That is blasphemous. How dare you
say I mean, we got to get one out of you.
Insanity.
I mean, I'm not fired up.
Yeah, but you said Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You called all your timeouts in the first, like, 10 minutes of the game because Miami was up, like, 60-0 or something. You end up losing that game. And then it was, I think, after that one that either Georgie or Underwood both said we had no idea what we were running in practice when Coach asked us. And I remember, like, we and Jeremy, and I'm not blaming anyone, were coming on the air going, that's a problem. Like, a big problem. And that's the year where they finished 21-10, and you mentioned COVID. I mean, every single year you keep going. Now the 2020 season, you start that year out. Now the Baylor loss in Indy with no crowd.
Oh, well,
you know,
yeah.
That, I don't think that was like panic, but that, no. That Missouri loss, the coin toss game with Andy Katz. Io actually missed a late shot because I think he thought he was going to get fouled. You know, that one probably wasn't quite as puzzling, but after that game you were 4-2, and it's like, how are they not beating these bad Missouri teams?
I love it.
Obviously, you end up being a one seed. Same thing last year. Marquette, terrible. Cincinnati, even worse. Everyone talks about concussed Curbelo in the Marquette game. You had a full squad.
Yes.
Kofi was not suspended for that Cincinnati game. And I know you were gelling or whatever, but Cincinnati was not that good, and you lost by 20.
Wow.
And obviously last year, you ended up having a really good year.
Right.
So I'm just saying,
okay,
please, for the love of God, given this non-conference schedule, if you lose at home to Syracuse, yeah, you probably shouldn't.
Right.
But I'm just over everyone saying, nope.
We're
done. Not going to work.
We're done.
I mean, how many times does Underwood have to prove to you,
right.
Despite things on paper maybe not looking great at a certain point in time, by the time late February, early March rolls around, it's fine.
I love it.
Please, just remain calm.
When we come back, I want a Illinois football, NFL, NBA, and NHL thought.
Oh, God.
Out of Trevor. We'll do it all next. It is The Drive.